Hi, I'm Lauren. I'm from Florida. How are you doing?
Fine.
Good. You had mentioned something about slip earlier, and I wanted to say that I went through a rebirthing seminar.
Mm-hmm.
With about 12 people, and we're laying on the floor, and we're told to breathe, pant, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I start feeling this coldness in my chest, thinking that, oh my gosh, I'm going to pass out. And they're saying, no, you're not going to pass out. You know, you'll be just fine. And I'm like, okay. So going into this, and my chest is getting cold. And then I start to roll over to my side, and I curl up into a ball. Now, I'm totally aware of the room I'm in, the people around me. And I'm
mm-hmm.
totally aware of what my body is doing. And then I start to get this, I don't know, it was like I wanted to cry. So I started crying. And the crying that came out of me was a baby's cry.
Hmm. Well, okay. You were in a rebirthing situation, right?
Right, right.
Okay, well, you know, hyperventilating like that, hon, is absolutely going to put you into some sort of altered state.
Oh, don't you know it.
Yeah, and I guess that's what they had in mind.
The experience I had was incredible because it relates to my daily life. I went back into a time of when I was an Indian squaw and I lost my child. You know, there was
so you're saying you went to another lifetime.
Mm-hmm. And I know I don't have children in this lifetime. And this feeling came over me that in each of my lifetimes, either I lost a child or I never had a child.
Hmm.
I felt myself get under the cover, feeling this baby in my hands. And it's limp, and it died in this war that was going on with the Indians.
Did you have any, when this was all over, was there any positive effect on you?
Oh, most definitely. It affected me in a way that I felt so wonderful that I felt this baby in my arms.
Well, see, I would not have rated that as a positive experience. I mean, to have a baby die in your arms, most people wouldn't.
No. I mean, it helped me understand why I don't have any children in this lifetime.
That could be.
Because there was a deep, I don't know, loss somewhere in me from not being a mother.
Right.
Are you getting what I'm talking about?
I'm thoroughly getting what you're talking about.
Yes.
So you don't have any children now, and you have apparently no desire to have any.
Well, no, I couldn't have any. I had cancer, couldn't have any children.
I see.
So I felt that, and I felt in other lifetimes before that, I also lost my children or didn't have children or always felt that longing to have that child.
Yeah, that's absolutely fascinating. I a little bit earlier in the program, I think I said, I've always wondered about this, and that is to say, if we reincarnate, I've been told by many, many people that the whole object of reincarnation is to work toward perfection. Nobody's perfect, but you work toward perfection, and then eventually, after enough lifetimes, the story goes, you reach that that state and you, in essence, graduate. But I've never been able to discern what exactly it is that reincarnation does for a person if they have no conscious memory of what they were previously at all. Now, there are some states, some altered states that you can go into, and that's kind of what we're talking about tonight, that will apparently show you what you were in some previous life, and in that, of course, in some way, will then help you in this lifetime. But it does seem odd to me, if it's a natural occurrence, that in order to find out about any previous life, we have to go into an altered state. It just seems odd to me. Let's go to the international line and say hello. You're on the air.
Hello, Art. Is this me?
Only you know that for sure, but it sounds a lot like
you. Then I guess it is. I just have my name's Kyle. I'm calling from Winnipeg.
Yes, sir.
I'm just calling to relate an experience that I had with you. I'm 26 now, and when I was about 20 years old or so, about 6 years ago, I was doing LSD quite often. Not every day type of thing, but once in a while for recreation. And I used to experience psychic intuition when I was under the influence of LSD.
You mean you could discern things that were going to happen?
Yeah, for example, on one experience, I was in a great big shopping center, a big urban shopping mall, and walking through the mall under the influence of LSD, I could tell what people were going to before they would act on it. I could tell.
You broke up a little there. You could tell what people were going to what?
I could tell what people were thinking and what people were going to do. I could I could just look at people and tell that they were going to, say, for example, stop and look at a certain article of clothing, or that a man and a woman that were walking along in the corridor were going to get into a fight or an argument or something of that nature.
Really?
Yeah, it was quite interesting. And there's been other times where I can't hear what people are saying to me. If, for example, I'm in a vehicle, I can't hear the driver talking to me, but I can hear everything that's going on outside the car.
Huh.
I could hear dogs barking, or I could hear horns honking from distances away, and but yet my friend would be talking to me, and I couldn't hear a word that he was saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, who am I to say that is not so? And that's why I think I said that certainly we're not advocating that anybody use any drugs. No way. They're illegal, and therefore you should not do it. However, in view of the subject material that we discuss on this program, certainly drugs have got to be considered one possible, underline the word possible, path to attaining some of the experiences. Again, we come back to the word reality, right? What is reality? I mean, that's worth a whole program all by itself, isn't it? I wonder if we all perceive things exactly the same way. I think the answer to that is a clear no, we don't. So that may be one path to things that otherwise cannot be explained.